Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
I hope you had a good day.
I did. I'm trying to get the house back in order and moving at a slow pace because I don't have to rush.
Understood. Are you the only one on?
I think so, because I had the music the whole time. There's a lot of static, but it doesn't seem to be with you, so we're okay. It sounded like weather.
I just heard some thunder about 12, 15 miles away.
Well, it's not with you, but it was with the recording of telling you that you're on the conference call.
So you're saying that the recordings are yet corrupted by that, by the static?
I don't think so. Actually, that's the first time I've ever heard when trying to connect. So.
Understand.
Okay.
Shall we go forward?
Sure.
Shall we go forward or wait for someone?
Well, it's whatever you want to do. Usually they come on right after, so I guess we could get started.
Okay.
But if you want to wait, I'm with me, you know, anything is fine.
We're getting very close to the end of Noah, so there's the balance of this section and then one more. So let's move forward.
Okay.
This is on the Parasha of Noah, or from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. We're in section 43, and we're going to start with Pasuk 364. But first, I will start with the Lashon Yehud. Lashon Yehud, Kudsha Brichu, Ishkin Tebit, Hilu, Urhimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urhimu. Leakda, Lashem, Yudhe, Bavate, Beyehuda, Shalim, Lashem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu, Alena Maseya, Dena Kunane, Alena Maseya, Dena Kunanehu. Weinun de shalte la shalte biara tadisha begin de hashar haze ihu sagur aval biyom hashabbat vayom hachodesh kohom mit abran Vela shaltein begin de hashar haze ihu patuach ve'alma ihu bechedva bitzan mitaman vela ityahed alma lirshu achara. In these common days that rule outside the land of Israel have no rule over the Holy Land because of the closed gate. But on Shabbat and the new moon, the Klipot are all removed from this world and do not rule it. When the gate is open, the world is happy and receives nourishment from it, and the world is not under the influence of the other of another power. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I was just thinking of how much the land of Israel means to the whole world because of that statement.
We've read it in the Zohar, we've read it in the Talmud. If the world only understood what they lost, what we all lost with the destruction of the temple. They tear their hair. But
I suppose
the real
without
issue
the temple still plays a part, because at least we have Shabbat and the new moon, where that's allowing us to get nourishment or sustenance from it. So Hashem didn't leave us abandoned. At least he gave us one day a week and one day a month where the Kippot is weakened.
Where the Kippot is non-existent. They're out of the world.
Right.
They have to leave the physical world in space. But the real question is this statement, because of the closed gate, so how do we understand that the closing of a gate in the temple in Israel, how do we understand that that eliminates the rule of the Kippot within the land of Israel? And we learned it when we studied the land of Israel, that book, but that was a little, you know, it wasn't in sequence because we had to break it up a few times in those, I think it was 18 chapters. And there's a lot of things that are said that are not really, weren't clearly discussed like we do the Zohar in depth.
But we did learn that all our prayers had to go to Jerusalem, So that
yes.
would kind of go along with the closed gate and the open gate. But every time they say closed gate, I always think of all the way back to the tabernacle when the opening was, you know, had the angelic designs on them. And only the women could go so far, and only the other people go a little further, and only the high priest could go all the way in. You know, those were like different gates and different. And the same thing with the temple.
Right.
You had an opening, but what I call the building proper, where you had the Nicanor gates, and to me they were always massive looking and strong looking, you know, and that's kind of the gates that I picture on the temple. When I hear closed gates, it's like, and then learning that when we start with Adonai, I open my lips at my mouth, they declare your glory.
Right.
The gates are opening, you know, and yet it's not Shabbat yet, necessarily. I mean, it's every day. I don't know, it kind of makes you feel good.
It does.
You get that mental kick. And I think it'll help Tom with the Tikkun HaZohar with this and with the Amidah, all of it coming together. To me, it gives me a picture to see in my head, and it has to do with the opening and the closing of gates.
I agree. Verse 365. Inun shaltin ilchodaihu tachati hapone tadim ad la yakumun lishaltaa ihu istakal tadir bialma avala it bachtach Leit chzah na alma mikud shab bar biyoma Disha bata uvyoma. Dehadsha vikalho yomim. Kalho ita bekan. Yoma disha bata. Beitzenu nitaman. Dehabiyoma disha bata. Bili ho tarin petichan benaicha ishtakach lekola leila'a betata'ai tachatze v'yayered Hashem lirot nat chat mekuchab lechol Leashkacha bama divno v'kaimu iuma leit ara al alma alone. If you claim that these 6 days can rule alone, come and see. The words that which faces the east, literally before, refer to the gate that faces the time before when the Klipot took over. It used to perpetually look at the world, even during the 6 days of the week. But now the gate is only open to allow for the world's nourishment from holiness on Shabbat and on the new moon. Therefore, all the days, namely all the 6 days of work, cling on to the day of Shabbat and are replenished by it. On that day, all of the gates are opened and all the upper and the lower beings are pleased. The 6 days would not be able to shine if they were not attached to the day of Shabbat, because they would be malnourished. Come and see. And Hashem came down to see. He came down from the holy to the ordinary to see what they had built, to see the city and the tower, which are Chachma and Bina of the Klipah, that they had erected for the world to worship. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Okay, I have a comment and then I have a question. I remember when I was teaching religious school, probably about 10 years ago, and I made name cards of the days of the week, and, you know, with strings around them to hang on the children's neck. And we, you know, I read them the story about, Sunday had Monday. And so they joined hands. Tuesday had Wednesday. Thursday had Friday. And so each of them were in pairs holding hands. And there was Shabbat all by itself. And the ending of the story being that Hashem had Shabbat for the Jewish people. And
right.
That's what I thought of it reading. And, of course, what you said, we don't know what we've missed by not having the temple. We don't realize it. But my question is that didn't quite see the connection between this references, these last few verses about the 6 days and Shabbat, and then bringing Hashem in the picture to see the city and the tower. I don't know if I'm missing something, you know, overlooking something in the translation.
No, it's you're missing the days that you missed in the recordings. So you go back the previous section was on the city and the tower. And it was explaining how the city and the tower are the Chachma and Bina of the Klipah. And Hashem, the question is, why did he come down to see, and what did he see when he came down? And it was what we discussed was that he was coming down to see the spiritual world, not the physical world. And so that whole discussion of the Tower of Babel is not necessarily in the physical world. It's because people would go, Nimrod controlled the city. He controlled the plain of Shinar. He controlled the people. And they agreed to try and change the world from worshiping Hashem to worshiping Nimrod. And so he needed, in order for that to happen, he had to have control of the physical, of the negative system. And so that's the whole idea of the city and the tower and what they represent, Chokhmah and Bina of the negative system. And he was in control of that for momentarily, no one knows how long. But that's when Hashem came down and confused the languages, which confused their ability to worship the negative system.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
that's
just saw a picture of showing all the words that they had spoken and that raised or elevated to the spiritual world. And he did not come down to the physical world. He just had to lasso all their words that they had spoken, that they created
right.
The tower in the spiritual world.
Right,
okay,
and you had to annul those words, and then the city and the tower were gone.
Yeah. Well, I think that was new for me to learn that. Mm-hmm, that their words were what created it in the spiritual world first, which then created
right.
it in the physical world. That was something I never got from Torah, so it was new, and I'm glad I learned that.
Well, we have two verses to go until the end, so we have a few more minutes. We can probably do one of them, but I don't think we'll be able to do both. But let's try.
Okay. All right.
Verse 366. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Shimon Amarlo Machamo Ilain Hadavadu Shetuta Dalimirda Beya Bekucha Barichu. The call ho beta pada itaimu beda mar loha itmar dikti vaihi benit nasam mekedem itnatilu maela the tata itnatilu maara. Israel, the Nachatu, Livavel Amaru, I Haka Atar Lemidbach. Rabbi Yitzchak was sitting in front of Rabbi Shimon and asked him, what did these people see that as to unite to rebel against the Holy One? Blessed be He. Rabbi Shimon answered that we have already learned from the words, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east, that they traveled from above downward from the land of Israel and went down into Babylon. There they said, this is the place in which to settle. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think this is sort of a repeat of that at the beginning of the chapter about going to the plain, which was down, and it also reminds me of the Jordan, you know, that also means to go down. And of course, you always want to go up to the land, not down, away from the land.
Right.
I thought they would say the plain of Shinar rather than down into Babylon, but I guess they're connecting to another period of time as well.
The plain of Shinar is in the land of Babylon.
Oh, okay.
And the real message in here is to never settle. We set a goal, and then we work towards that goal, and along the way we get tired, and so we say, "Oh, I've done enough. You know, I'll settle for not quite reaching the goal, but it's better than I was, and therefore I settle for what is less than I can achieve." And this is a spiritual law, a spiritual lesson. Whenever you settle, you're essentially building an idol.
Well, I'm finding myself more and more saying, this is an illusion. You know, and then trying to picture what the opposite of the illusion is and keep that vision in my head. But I think sometimes when you're doing that, you get bombarded with business.
Well, of course,
before you
that's
know
part
it,
of the test.
Right.
That's part of the test. You know, do you really want everything? Do you want to work for the full goal? Or are you, you know, going to be satisfied with something less? That's really the message of this pursuit and others that
right.
we've read over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 367. V'nase lanu shem v'gomer v'yitabak siyua Deal tata batar da begin dekad dina yate leashra abialma atar da lekabelae liki vlea umahaka itane alma saitan dehaleva. And let us make us a name, and the help from below shall be connected to this place, outside of the land of Israel. And when judgment comes to abide in the world, this place will be in opposition to it. From this place the world will gain its sustenance and joy, because from above, from the lights that are drawn from below upward, the world has scarce nourishment. And not only that, but we shall ascend and rise up to the heavens and declare war on him, so that he shall not bring a great flood on the earth as he did before. Questions?
Oh, how
comments,
could they
thoughts?
Even think like that? You know, in other words, I'm greater than God. That was what they were saying. You know, we'll be greater. It's hard to believe that man got that low, but.
Why, we're at the same place. We're literally at the same place.
That we think we're greater than God?
It's called science.
Oh, well, that's true. And technology.
Man can do everything, right? Science just has to develop a little more, learn a little bit more about the physical world. We can heal everything. We can trans. You know, we can operate and replace knees and hips and hearts and kidneys. And, you know, how long before they'll replace the brain? And then you'll have the whole issue of...
I had read where in the days they were thinking about injecting a chip in the brain, which would then be like a library in your head. And you could just tap into that whenever you needed any kind of knowledge. Oh, and of course, I guess the last 3 years there's been a TV series called The Humans, and I only watched the first series. I have the others taped, but I've not time to watch them. And it was mixing, what they had done was they had taken human DNA and put it into computers. And
right.
You know. But I have been hearing good news out of Israel this week about healings, you know, that they're on the verge of discovery, which I think is good.
The science is good. It's part of Torah. It's one of the aspects of Torah, one of the 70 faces of Torah. But in our world, it's not one of the 70, it's the creator. Everything is there. Man is going to be the creator. Come in. I'm going to have to go, but you understand what I'm saying.
Right. I have a question tonight about the boys that were in the cave. So hopefully I'll be on.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well,
thank you.
Hopefully you have a good evening.
Okay, you too.